Episode number 203.
Hello, hello. You're listening to the Career Changemaker podcast. Having the courage to leave a career that you have worked hard to build and try something else can be tough. So in each episode, we dive into key career change strategies so that you have a clear understanding of what is required to transition into a new role or a new industry without feeling like you have to start at the bottom or have to take a massive pay cut, because hashtag ain't nobody got time for that. If you are ready for frank and honest discussions about how to become a career changemaker, keep listening. I'm your host, lawyer turned career strategist and executive coach, Janine Esbrand. Hello, hello, hello. How are you doing?
I hope you're well. I'm jumping on to talk about personal branding. So the reason why I want to share about this topic today is it's the top of 2023. So of course, everyone's thinking about their career goals, about what it is that they want to do, what they want to achieve. And I was really thinking about the fact that this is my year to be fully showing up and to be fully sharing. And so I thought it'd be useful for me to dive into some of the areas of my career that I have developed and I have grown in different ways and share them, because I think they will be useful based on conversations that I've had and questions that I get. So we're going to talk about kind of what personal branding means, what it looks like to be building a personal brand, and then why it can be impactful. So you may have seen lots of people talking about it, right? There's lots of things on LinkedIn. There's various articles that talk about the fact that you should have a personal brand, that it's important to have one. But the question is, what does that even mean? When we talk about personal branding, what does that mean? Does that mean just building out a LinkedIn profile? Does that mean just showing up there? Does it mean having a presence on Instagram, on TikTok, on podcasts, on all the other things? Like, there's lots of different platforms that people talk about when it comes to building a personal brand. But it's important to take stock and not get overwhelmed, because if you're listening to all the things where people are saying you should be doing this and you should be doing that, it can cause you to not do anything. And so if you're at that space now where you're saying, I know I need to be doing more to be intentional about my career development, but I'm not quite sure how or what I should be doing, then take a pause, and let's talk about it. So the shoulds can really overrun everything, right? I should be here, I should be doing that, I ought to be doing this. But one of the things that I often tell my clients is that we need to slow down to speed up. Slow down to speed up. And one of the methods that we use inside of my coaching practice is the data method. Data method, D-A-T-A. So that is the define, align, transition plan, and then attract method. So I want to talk a little bit about the define phase and why it's so, so important to slow down when you're thinking about the fact that you need to show up more and the fact that you need to build a personal brand. You need to really define what it is you want to be known for. So when it comes to branding, it really comes down to, what do you want to be known for? What do you want people to associate your name with? So we want to define, what do we want to be known by or known for, and who do we want to be known by? It's important to take the time to do that, because otherwise you can just be showing up and doing things, but there's no strategy around it or there's no cohesiveness around it. So first and foremost, what do you want to be known for? Defining that is really, really important. And then you want to be able to really think about, well, how does what I'm working towards actually align with my career goals? So if you're defining that, you know, I want to be known for a particular thing, like, how does that align? Why do you want to be known for that thing? Why is that important to you? And then how does that actually align to the career goals that you have? So I'm going to kind of talk you through my journey so I can illustrate how I did this and how I've gone about building out my personal brand. But right now, I want you to be thinking about, well, what do you even want to be known for? There's a quote by Jeff Bezos, which you may have heard before, where it talks about your brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room. Your brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room. So what do you want people to be saying about you when you're not in the room? So here's the steps that I kind of went through when I was thinking about building my personal brand. So to give you a bit of the backstory, I trained and qualified as a lawyer. I worked as a lawyer for 10 years. But partway through my legal career, I decided that I wanted to go into coaching. I had gone on maternity leave. I had some time and space from my corporate career to really think about where I wanted to go next. And in the meantime, I'd done some coaching training and was coaching people on the side and was thinking, this is actually something I'm really passionate about. This is something that I want to do. But how do I turn this side project, this passion of mine, into an actual business? And so that's what got me to think about, well, what do I want to be known for? In order for people to be able to find me, in order for me to be able to work with clients, then they're going to have to know something about me, right? They're going to have to know me in order to work. So that was where my journey started when it came to thinking about personal brand. Because prior to that, when I was in my legal career, I was not focused on building a personal brand. I didn't really understand what a brand could do for me when I was a lawyer. I showed up, I did what I was asked to do, I met with clients, I served my clients, and then that was it. I didn't recognize that I could have been doing more in my career to grow my presence, to grow my impact, had I been more intentional back then. So it wasn't until I was a business owner, I was like, oh, I actually do need to show up and figure this out. Otherwise, I can't actually have a business, right? If you have no clients, you have no business. So the first thing that I did was define, like, what do I actually want to be known for? And at that time, I had gone through a transition myself where I was at the stage where I was thinking about, what do I want to do next in my career? I've done my legal career for this length of time. I no longer want to work these kinds of hours. I want to be more present with my son. What do I do? So I felt really stuck, and I had guided myself through a process through using the coaching tools that I had acquired, where I got myself unstuck. And I realized that there's probably a lot of women in a similar position to me that need to figure out how to get unstuck. So that's kind of where I started. I was like, I want to help other people with their career transitions, to figure out what they want to do, to support them with making the transition. And so that is what I want to be known for. So I defined that I wanted to be known as someone who supports women mainly with career transitions, right? So once I made that definition, I was like, okay, that's what I want to be known for. Then I was like, okay, well, why is that important? And going back to what I said, it's important because if I'm known as the person who helps with that, then I'm going to attract people who need that help. So once I got clear on that, then I had to ask myself, okay, well, if that's what I want to be known for, how am I going to get known? How am I going to put myself out there? What platform am I going to use? How am I going to go about this? And so I decided that for me, I'm good at talking. I talk faster than I type. So initially I considered starting a blog. And then I said, actually, blogging is a bit long because I've got to write all my ideas down, then I've got to edit it, then I've got to format it, then I've got to find imagery to go with blog posts, then I've got to do SEO. If you don't know what that is, don't worry about it. And so then I thought, oh no, I don't know if that's the best thing for me, because I had a small child at that time and I still had a job and I was doing this on the side, right? So I wanted the thing that would give me the biggest impact with the least amount of effort. And so I came across podcasting and decided that podcasting was my thing, because I'd get to talk, I'd get to interview people, I'd get to share my perspective. One of the biggest pieces around building your personal brand is sharing your perspective. Once you know what you want to be known for, then you have to share your perspective about it. What do you think about it? What are your thoughts? And so through the podcast, I was then able to start sharing my perspective. So I chose to show up on a weekly basis and talk about a career-related topic, interview people that I admired, interview people that had interesting career journeys. And through that, I was able to build the podcast. Now, that doesn't mean it was great straight off the bat. It was literally me just figuring this stuff out as I went. The same way that I was the first in my family to become a lawyer is the same way that I've been the first in my family or my friendship circles to dabble with entrepreneurship. And so at that point I was dabbling. I didn't really know what I was doing, but I was willing to just make mistakes and learn from them and keep moving forward. So I hope that's encouragement for you, that if you are deciding that, yeah, you want to be more intentional about your brand, you don't have to have it all figured out straight away. Like, it's about you doing stuff, testing it, seeing what works for you, what you like, and then over time you can refine what it is you're actually doing and what you're putting out there. So that was the second thing that I did, decided on how I was actually going to get my message out there, how I was going to share my perspective. And then the third thing was building relationships. And I'm using those words intentionally rather than saying networking, because sometimes networking has negative connotations. Networking is just building relationships. So once you know what you want to be known for and you start talking about that topic in whatever format that is for you, then you're in a position to start finding other people, other like-minded people who are interested in the same thing, who are already having conversations about the same thing, and be sharing with them, getting on their podcast, being interviewed, being in at networking events, sharing what it is that you do, sharing what it is that you think. And the more that you do that, the more your network expands, the more you open up opportunities for referrals. Because if you're speaking to someone and you have a conversation with them and you say, me, for example, if I say, look, I help people who are looking to make career transitions and here's how I help them. The next time the person that I'm speaking to comes across someone who needs that help, I might come up in their mind and say, oh, you should speak to Janine. And this happens all of the time. And so the more you speak to people, the more it is that it's almost like a ripple effect where you're sharing with them what it is that you're doing. And then they're sharing what you're doing with other people. And those people can share it and share it and share it. So in order for you to do that, you need to actually be speaking to people. We need to be speaking to people and being intentional about that. And as you're speaking and sharing what you do, you ask them what they do and then you share that. So it turns into like this beautiful synergy of sharing and growing effortlessly. Like it doesn't have to be your hard selling what it is that you do. It's just about you sharing your perspective. So those are the three things that have really helped me to build my brand and go from, oh, I want to share my perspective about careers to actually building a profitable coaching business, becoming a corporate trainer and being invited to speak on stages. So it started with an idea and then it was like, I'm going to put myself out there and I'm going to put myself out there consistently. And so for you, I'm not suggesting that you have to start a podcast. You absolutely don't have to start a podcast. There's different levels. You could say, yeah, I absolutely would love to start a podcast, or I want to write a book, or I want to be popular on TikTok, or I want to get on Instagram, or I just want to talk to people about what it is that I do. Like lowest barrier to entry. Once you decide what it is that you want to be known for, start telling everyone about it. People in your immediate circles, extended circles, start talking about it. Because if you talk about it, then people know about it and then people can share it. So start there. And then if you want to ramp it up, you could say, well, I want to be consistent on LinkedIn and start sharing my perspective on LinkedIn. Quick story about sharing your perspective on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is such a powerful platform. I went to visit one of my old colleagues at my previous law firm and went into the office. I was talking to her and she shared an office with somebody else. And she introduced me to her office mate. And she goes, oh, you're the lady from LinkedIn. I know you. I follow you and I love your posts. I was like, yeah, I guess I am the lady from LinkedIn. And it was really funny to me because I hadn't really thought about the fact that there's people who are viewing my content on a regular basis, who are reading it, who don't comment, but who are impacted by it. So much so that she was able to say, oh, yeah, I know you. And so that's the power of your personal brand. So that's one time that that happened. And another time that that happened was when I went to a party. So this was the first party that I'd attended post-lockdown. And I was so excited to be out amongst people. My children were not there, so I could really work the room. And a lady kept looking at me. And I was like, hi, like, why are you staring at me? And she asked me, like, are you Janine S. Brand? And I was like, yes, I am. And she's like, I knew it was you. I told my husband it was you. And I was just like, okay, like where do you know me from? And she's like, your podcast. She's like, I've been listening to your podcast on my runs. I'm literally like, I've been binge listening to it. When's the next episode coming out? Like, this is amazing. I'm so glad to have met you. Now, when I tell you I was floored, like this is the first time that someone who's a listener of the podcast would come up to me and be like, are you Janine S. Brand? I produce a podcast every week. I know from the stats and the, you know, behind the scenes data that is listened to around the world. I know that there are listeners in over 100 countries around the world. I don't know who's listening though. I don't know who's listening. I just know there's people in different countries who are listening. So to actually meet one of my listeners who was so excited to meet me just really amplified the fact that you don't know who's watching. And just like someone said there, you don't know who's watching and you don't know who's listening. So the fact is that you get to show up and you get to do what you want to do in terms of building your brand consistently. And then there's people out there that will be impacted and touched by your brand and you don't even realize it. There's some who will come and tell you, but there's some who won't and you don't realize it. So I know for many of the people that I speak to and many of the clients that I work with, one of the things that they really want in their careers is to make more impact. Part of the reason why they feel dissatisfied or they feel like they want to make moves is because they feel like they're not making a difference they're not doing enough in the actual role that they're doing. If you decide to build a personal brand about something that you're passionate about, you get to make an impact without waiting for it to come through your employer. Like, you get to build something. You get to be creative director. You get to decide, what am I actually going to put out there? You get to amplify your voice and share your perspective and impact people, which I just think is amazing. Like, in this day and age, the barrier to entry is so low for anybody who wants to start creating content or sharing their ideas, that you can absolutely jump on that. And it doesn't have to be this big orchestrated thing. It can just be you intentionally saying, okay, once a month, I'm going to share an article, I'm going to write a post, or I'm going to record a podcast, or whatever it is you want to do. But just know that when you're doing that, you can be creating bigger impact than you are right now. And then off the back of that, opportunities then come. So beyond just, oh, you know, like, I went to the office and someone recognized me, or I went to a party and someone recognized me, and that's all great. That's lovely, right? I'm like, oh, that's so nice. But if I think back to what is my goal at the beginning in terms of why am I even doing this? What is the point? The point for me was, well, I want to expand my business. I want to attract new opportunities. And so I want to talk to you about some of the ways that that's happened, right? So I'll give you some examples of opportunities that have come directly through me showing up and building a brand. And like I said before, like, there are people who have a brand where they have millions of followers, or they have hundreds of thousands of followers. I don't have that yet. I don't have that yet. But even just showing up in the spaces that I'm in right now and being able to impact some people has led to opportunities, like well over six figures of income, various opportunities. So let me share with you a few of them. So one was back when I was still juggling working as a lawyer and being a coach. So when I had my portfolio career prior to lockdown, I had been sharing my perspective around careers, around career development over on LinkedIn. And I received a message from a headhunter who was looking for legal counsel to go and work for a startup that had a focus on professional development. Their product, their software that they were developing was a professional development software that would help organizations to really make sure they had the right types of people in their teams to optimize performance. So because he saw my post on LinkedIn and what I was sharing, and then he saw my location and he saw that I was a lawyer, he reached out to me and said, it looks like you'd be a perfect fit, not only because you're a lawyer, but because you understand the industry. Long story short, I landed the role. It was an amazing opportunity, but that came because I was sharing my perspective. And I was able to distinguish myself from other lawyers. There aren't that many lawyers that I know who are lawyers and also coaches. So when I went into the interview, I was able to really leverage that and say, look, I am a lawyer and I know you're interviewing other lawyers, but I'm a lawyer with a different perspective. I'm a lawyer who understands coaching. I'm a lawyer who has a coaching business. I understand all these things. And that's what swayed it for them and gave me the job above other candidates. That was one opportunity. Second was my TEDx talk. So in 2019, I did a TEDx talk at TEDx Woking, and I shared about the key ingredient for your career breakthrough. Like, how do you go about getting your career breakthrough? So my TEDx talk came about because, well, 3 years prior, I had decided I want to be a TEDx speaker. Like, I'd put that on my goal board, but I'd applied 1 year for a TEDx, didn't get it. I was talking to people in my network, in my business network, like friends that I've made through my business. I was talking to them about the fact that this was on my goal list. I was saying, I want to do a TEDx talk. I'd love to talk about career development, da, 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 right? I was talking about it often when people would ask, what are some of the things that you're excited about? What are some of your goals? I would share. So one of my business friends reached out to me and said, hey, Janine, I know about a TEDx event coming up. They're looking for speakers on this particular topic. I think it really aligns with what you like to speak about. You should apply. I was like, yeah, totally. I should apply. I applied. I got invited to audition. Leading up to the audition, I was like, right, I need to do this. I need to do this well. So I hired a TEDx speaking coach so I could like hone my talk and all of that. Showed up to the audition, smashed it, got my place on TEDx. Had I not been talking about the fact that I want to do a TEDx, had I not been sharing my perspective around careers and career development, that person wouldn't have referred me. So the biggest thing that I want you to take away is that the more that you talk about what it is you want to be known for, the more people get to know about that and the more people can refer you. So that was the TEDx talk. top podcasts. I've been featured on some top career podcasts, some other podcasts, like one most recently was Happen to Your Career, which is one of the biggest career podcasts around. I was invited to speak because they've been following me on LinkedIn. So when they connected with me, they'd be like, we've been following your work, we came across your podcast, we've been listening to it, we love what you're doing. Would you like to come and share your perspective on our show? Because I was sharing my perspective publicly, they asked me to come and do it on the show. Also being in publications like the Business Insider and others, like people have reached out to me and said, have you seen what you're doing? We're looking for someone to give a comment here. Would you like to come? Yes, absolutely. Keynote talks, again, because I show up on LinkedIn and I do videos and I share my perspective. I've had conference organizers reach out to me and say, we'd love for you to speak. And the great thing about that is I've been able to leapfrog the application process in some circumstances because they've already seen how I speak. They've already had a live demo of how I engage an audience and how I speak because of the videos that I've been sharing on LinkedIn or on other platforms. And so that was awesome. I've had maybe like two or three keynote presentations that I've done that have come off the back of me sharing on video. And then the last but not least one is new clients. New clients. Like a lot of my clients have come through referrals from either past clients or from people that see me showing up, or people that I've worked with that know that I now have a business and I coach clients in this area. They get referred, and because they get referred, they're more likely to convert into clients quicker because they trust the person that's referring them. So referrals are always good. And then clients who have found me from a post that I've done on LinkedIn, or found me from a video that someone forwarded or shared with them, or they're on my email list because they saw something that I posted. So I'm sharing all this and the examples to show you that the building of the brand is essentially your way of showing up and sharing with the world what you want to share. And because you show up and because you share, then opportunities can come your way because people know about you. People know what your perspective is, and then they're able to direct people your way. If you are someone who is working within an organization and you want to branch out on your own, or you want to use your expertise externally, like, you don't have to wait until you make a move for you to start building up your brand. You can do that at the same time in tandem. And while I was working as a lawyer, I was sharing my perspective around what I was interested in from a coaching perspective. And more people are building out portfolio careers. More and more people are not just focused on one area in their careers. So it's becoming more common and it's becoming more accepted for people to have their day job, but then also be doing something on the side, or also be pursuing a passion project. So make sure that you are intentional about doing that and branching out. So that's all I have for you, and thank you for joining. Thank you. Bye.
If you know that you want to make a move in your career, but you're getting stuck at the first hurdle and you don't quite know what it is that you want to do, then lean in, because the Career Clarity Accelerator is designed just for you, helping you to get unstuck and to get clear on what your best next move is. This self-study program is designed with you in mind and gives you the step-by-step blueprint that you need to follow in order for you to get out of your head, stop going around in circles, and get the clarity that you need so you can move forward. If this sounds interesting to you, head over to careerchangemakers.com/CCA and find out more about how you can sign up and join this amazing program. If you enjoyed today's conversation, be sure to subscribe to the show so that you don't miss any future episodes. Also, I would love to know what your biggest takeaway has been from today's episode. Come over and join us in our Career Changemakers community over on LinkedIn so that you can join the conversation there. Head over to lightbotscoaching.com/community and it will take you right to the group. I look forward to seeing you.